As the world races to find a vaccine to inoculate all of us against the COVID-19 virus, one Australian biotech firm has won approval in the United States to fast-track trials of a new stem cell therapy that could save coronavirus patients on the verge of death. Mesoblast has received clearance from the US Food and Drugs Administration to begin trials of its stem cell treatment within weeks. Inflammation of the respiratory system is what kills up to 80% of COVID-19 sufferers who enter intensive care. Dr. Silviu Itescu is Chief Executive of the Melbourne-based company Mesoblast. He's speaking with our Senior Business Correspondent, Cheryl Bagwell.
The cells that we're developing are able to switch off very severe inflammatory immune responses. When they're injected intravenously, they go straight to the lungs and are able to respond to severe inflammatory reactions by turning down the immune cells that actually are aberrantly responding to the virus. And in the setting of COVID-19, the problem in the lung is in fact an overactive immune response to the virus. So what our cells can do is to target that aberrant immune response, bring it down a notch, and allow the virus to be eliminated by the natural response of the immune system without at the same time destroying the lungs.
And is inflammation of the respiratory system, is that what kills COVID-19 sufferers?
That's exactly right. When the virus infects the lining of the airways, the epithelial cells, you get secretion of a lot of fluid, but at the same time you have an influx of immune cells that starts a battle to try to get rid of the virus. And there are many different types of immune cells there, T cells, B cells, macrophages, and they're all secreting factors to try to eliminate the virus. Unfortunately, the immune system overacts, and the major side effect is that these factors destroy the lung tissue itself, and the progression of lung disease really results in these patients needing to go on ventilators in intensive care. That is the cause of death in coronavirus infection. And it's associated with a mortality rate of between 60 to 80%. So the ability of our cell therapy to tame that aberrant immune response, that excessive immune response, we hope will be able to result in an improvement in lung function, an improvement in overall outcomes, and hopefully an improvement in survival.
Indeed, doctors say that 50% of COVID-19 patients who end up in intensive care and perhaps on a ventilator do die. I mean, are you saying that this therapy, this drug treatment, could actually save or cure those people?
50% of people in intensive care with acute respiratory distress syndrome are likely to die, but from coronavirus, that mortality rate may actually be even higher than that, according to reports from China and from the United States. The objective, yes, is to improve lung function, reduce inflammation, and hopefully be able to reduce the severe mortality and get these patients out of the intensive care units.
So it could potentially save a patient like, say, the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who's been admitted to an ICU in Britain, for example.
Well, fortunately, the Prime Minister is relatively stable, is being observed, and as I understand it, his oxygenation status is gradually improving and has not required intubation. But in fact, if he were to progress and require intubation and ventilation in the intensive care unit, that's exactly the kind of patient that we would aim to treat with our cells.
So biotech firms around the world, pharmaceutical companies, they're racing to find a vaccine. But this is not a vaccine, obviously. It's a potential cure, is it?
Well, it's the other end of the spectrum. So the vaccines are aimed at protecting the general population from getting infected in the first place. Then there are antiviral drugs that aim to reduce the ability of the virus to replicate and divide. There are a number of other agents that potentially protect early stage disease. But once you get to the extreme end, which is the severe inflammation in the lungs and intensive care utilization, at that point there is nothing else other than supportive care. So what we're developing here is a potential treatment at the extreme end to get patients off the ventilators and out of intensive care and hopefully improve survival outcomes.
So you've informed the Australian Stock Exchange this morning that the US Food and Drug Administration has given Mesoblast clearance now for trials in the US. How quickly will they take place, and what do you need to see to start rolling out the treatment to sick people in hospitals?
So we've entered into a partnership with the National Institutes of Health in the US to begin a 240-patient randomized controlled trial to evaluate whether two injections of our cells about 4 days apart in patients who have moderate to severe acute respiratory distress syndrome from COVID-19 respond and improve survival within 30-day period. That trial is starting imminently, and we would hope to complete it within about 4 months.
Right, so time is of the essence here. So this could be done much quicker than any vaccine that's being worked on at the moment.
Absolutely, because we already have the therapy. We've got the cells. We can manufacture them. They've already been injected in many patients, over 1,000 patients now with various other diseases.
These trials are being paid for by the US government, but you're an Australian company, Mesoblast. Could this treatment also be rolled out in Australia? I mean, that's, people listening to this morning would be wondering that. Could Australian patients benefit from this Australian research?
Well, we're a company that is based both in Australia and in the US, and we have operations in both jurisdictions. The United States government sees this as a major imperative, as does the Australian government. The results of this phase 2-3 trial will clearly be used for regulatory approvals in both the US and Australia and other jurisdictions. But in addition to that, we are working with clinical collaborators here in Australia, in Melbourne and in Sydney, and we are certainly intending to initiate a parallel trial in Australia as soon as possible as well.
Because the big takeout from this crisis for Australia will be the need to develop and manufacture more of what we need here. I mean, is there anything stopping you, you say you're based mostly in the US as well as here, but is there anything that's stopping you from just manufacturing these treatments, these drugs here first for the Australian market?
Well, I think it's critical that we manufacture in Australia for the Australian population. We would hope to get support from the Australian government. It's all about resource. And, you know, as a small biotech company, we're always resource constrained. So I think we would very much like to establish a manufacturing base here in Australia, and are talking to the Australian government about that.
You are a listed company, a commercial business. Can I ask you, are you providing this therapy for a fee or is it free?
Well, we have approval to provide it under compassionate care use, and are providing it under that sort of a structure in various jurisdictions, and always do that on a case-by-case basis under emergency care. However, at the end of the day, you know, any novel therapy has to prove its worth in a randomized controlled trial. And that's what we're doing by starting this program, both in the US and in Australia, to gather the evidence that will provide definitively information that says, do these cells improve survival within a 30-day period? At that point, then, you know, how we provide it more broadly to the Australian population, to the US population, it really depends in a large way on regulatory approvals and appropriate channels for distribution.
That's Dr. Silviu Itescu, Chief Executive of the Melbourne-based company Mesoblast, speaking with our Senior Business Correspondent Cheryl Bagwell. And Mesoblast has just received clearance from the US Food and Drug Administration to begin trials of its stem cell treatment on COVID-19 virus patients within weeks. So another Australian company working on a breakthrough.